With this KLEM Sports Update for this Saturday, June 20th, I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. Well, coming up today here on KLEM Radio with online audio at KLEM1410.com, we're heading to legendary Vosburgh Field in Granville for the 2026 Spalding Baseball Tournament. At 1 o'clock, Galen Catholic takes on Kingsley Pearson in the semifinal contest. And then at 5 o'clock, we're going to have the championship game. The winner of that Galen-Kingsley Pearson contest and the winner of Akron-Westfield and Remsen-St. Mary's will have that for you at 5 o'clock tonight. So two contests, one at 1 o'clock and one at 5 o'clock. Catch those both right here on KLEM Radio. Well, last night was a bit of a light night around the area for softball and baseball. Not much happening, but we do have a few scores to tell you about on the KLEM Sports Scores and Results page. We'll start in softball in the War Eagle Conference, where the Galen Catholic softball team, they let the bats fly with a 13-0 win over MMCRU in six innings last night. As Hallie Walsenbach led the way for the Jays, she went 2-for-2. She had a double, a home run, and drove in a total of 3 runs. Kennedy Sitzman went 2-for-4. She had 3 RBIs. Delaney Kearns went 2-for-4, 2 RBIs. Delaney Budden went 1-for-4 with 2 RBIs. And Grace Kellen was 2-for-4 with a triple and RBI. Peyton Kearns had 3 hits with an RBI. It was a monster night for the Jays, who scored 4 runs in the 3rd inning and 9 runs in the 6th to put the game away. This comes just a few days after the Jays didn't put up any runs in a 1-0 loss to George Little Rock, and head coach Tony Kirkvliet is certainly pleased to see the turnaround.
2 good innings, the 4-run inning was great, and then the 9 on top of it was absolutely super. I'm not sure what causes that, but I hope it continues. Yeah.
Well, that certainly continued throughout that ballgame. It was also a great pitching outing for Galen Catholic ace Kennedy Paulson. She pitched 6 innings, allowed 1 hit, no runs, struck out 5. She actually faced the minimum amount of batters, 18 through 6 innings. A job well done for Kennedy Paulson. And she shut down an MMCRU offense that has been so good all season. They hit over 400 prior to last night's contest. And MMCRU head coach Kelly Tenninger says it was just a disappointing night for her team's bats.
We made very little contact. I'm not sure because we had the machine set exactly at her speed that she's at. So I'm just not quite sure if she was just hitting spots really well. And when we did make contact, she has a beautiful spin on that ball that just made it go right to the players and slowed the ball down a little bit.
Yeah, Paulson really shut down a good offense. Chloe Olish had the only hit for MMCRU in the loss. Again, a 13-0 win for Galen Catholic softball in 6 innings. Other scores around the War Eagle Conference. 11th-ranked Hinton stays undefeated in conference play with a 16-0 beatdown of Hartley Melvin Sanborn in 4 innings. Carlin Kovarna continues to hit the cover off the softball. She went 4-for-4 with a homer, drove in a total of 5 runs. Kaylin Bader went 4-for-4 with a double and 2 RBIs, also pitched 3 innings, allowing a hit, no runs, and striking out 6. Caden Smith went 2-for-2 with 2 RBIs. Chanley Bouvey 2-for-3 with a triple and 2 RBIs. Also pitched an inning in the circle, allowing a hit, no runs, and striking out 3. The rest of the War Eagle Conference softball scoreboard: South O'Brien beat West Sioux 7-6. George Little Rock took down Harris Lake Park 6-2. And Trinity Christian took an 8-7 loss to Central Lyon. Other softball scores of note in the Western Valley Conference: MVAOCOU fell in 4 innings to Denison Schleswig 16-2. And in the Missouri for Activities Conference, Sioux City West swept Des Moines Lincoln 13-3 in 6 innings and 11-7. And Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln beat Glenwood by a score of 17-13. To baseball last night in the War Eagle Conference, the Hinton baseball team wasted no time taking down Hartley Melvin Sanborn 15-0 in 4 innings. Behind a couple of powerful bats for the Blackhawks, Max Costello, he went 2-for-3, hitting a home run and driving in 3 runs. Logan Kempema went 1-for-2. He hit a solo homer. That was his only RBI. Colin Dunkel went 2-for-3 with a triple and 2 RBIs. And Brady Dunkel had 2 RBIs at the plate and pitched 2 strong innings on the mound, allowing a hit, no runs, and striking striking out a batter. Jake Wager also pitched two innings, allowing a hit, no runs, and striking out one. The rest of the Warrego Conference baseball scoreboard, George Little Rock took down Harris Lake Park last night 9-1. West Sioux beat South O'Brien 11-1 in six innings. And in the Western Valley Conference in baseball, MVAOCOU blanked Cherokee 5-0. And in the Missouri River Activities Conference, Sioux City West beat Denison Schleswig in baseball 5-4, while Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln took down Glenwood 14-9. All of those baseball and softball scores from the area yesterday can be found on our website. They're available right now at KLEM1410.com. Well, we take a look at the sports schedule for today. It's a bit of a light docket today, but we'll tell you about the weekend tournaments. First in softball, only one of them that we'll be following along with is Akron Westfield is in action up at the West Lyon Tournament. There's going to be a really good competition there to test the Westerners. Of course, West Lyon is a good squad. West Monona will be up there as well. Good competition for the Westerners, who will certainly be well battle-tested. Then in baseball today, it's the Spalding Tournament in Granville. The action starts with Remsen St. Mary's against Akron Westfield. Then, of course, our contest at 1 o'clock. It's Kingsley Pearson against Galen Catholic. Then the consolation game takes place at 3. And then at 5 o'clock, it'll be the Spalding Baseball Championship game at 5 o'clock. We'll have that championship game for you right here on KLEM. So again, tune in at 1 o'clock and 5 o'clock for some outstanding baseball today. The other baseball contest we'll be following along with in the Warrego Conference. Hinton is in a non-conference battle at Sioux Center. Well, for more sports news, be sure to check out our website, KLEM1410.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter as well for up-to-date sports news and notes at KLEM Sports. And again, tune in today, 1 o'clock, Galen Catholic against Kingsley Pearson. 5 o'clock, we'll be crowning a Spalding Catholic baseball champion. Our coverage, again, at 1 o'clock and 5 o'clock today here on KLEM. Well, this has been your Saturday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteeg.